Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast entitled, How to Identify a Satanic Attack, Part 2, False Accusations. One of the most revealing names given to Satan by the Bible is the Accuser. I read from Revelation 12, verse 10, the New Living Translation. Then I heard a loud voice shouting across the heavens, "It has come at last, salvation and power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down to the earth, the one who accuses them before our God day and night." Satan began his assault on humanity by accusing God to Eve. He claimed that God did not have her best interests in mind, could not be trusted, and should be disobeyed. It worked. Sinful people gravitate towards dirt. We more easily believe a lie than we do the truth in many cases. The closer to the truth we come with our accusation, the better it is. If Satan was not afraid to accuse God, he certainly will have no qualms about accusing us. False accusations are violations of God's command not to bear false witness. Lying about people in order to convict them in court is called perjury and carries a heavy penalty. Lodging false accusations against people is also a sin that carries a heavy price tag because it has the potential to destroy lives. God's justice will see to it that liars are punished. Modern politics is largely accusatory. Guilt or innocence is not the issue. Mud is thrown in the hope that some of it will stick in the minds of the voting populace. The current case of General Flynn bears this out. He was set up by President Trump's enemies who framed him, bore false witness against him, ruined his sparkling military career, besmirched his character publicly, bankrupted him and his family, stole his freedom, and disrupted his life for years. Jesus said that Satan is a thief whose goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. False accusations are a tool to accomplish that end. Being falsely accused is one of the most difficult of tests. Everything in us wants to set the record straight. It is a fundamental violation of our character, integrity, and our reputation. Jesus endured this test without feeling the need to retaliate because he fully trusted in God's ability and promise eventually to vindicate him. I read from Isaiah 54:17. But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken. Waiting for God's vindication is difficult, but the reward will be worth it. Looking at the current political landscape in America, it is obvious that we are under a severe satanic assault in relationship to the use of false accusation. The mainstream media has relentlessly accused Trump and his supporters for the last several years. Almost all of these accusations have been proved false. But this has not stopped the president's enemies from continuing their railing against him. Accusing authority falsely will be punished severely. Keep your eyes wide open to watch this happen down the road. God will see to it. I read from 2 Peter 2, verses 9 and 10. So you see, the Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials, even while keeping the wicked under punishment until the day of final judgment. He is especially hard on those who follow their own twisted sexual desire and who despise authority. These people are proud and arrogant, daring even to scoff at supernatural beings without so much as trembling. Lately, in response to the COVID-19 shutdown, we are being encouraged to accuse our neighbors by reporting them to the authorities if they appear to violate the stay-in-place orders. Totalitarian societies use this tactic to keep their citizenry under their thumb. Such accusation is a betrayal of friendship and breaks down trust in a society. It is a tool of the devil used to demoralize a populace. He uses it to steal our freedom, kill our joy, and destroy our lives. When people begin to accuse one another, you can be sure the devil is hard at work. When leaders are falsely accused, our eyes should be wide open to his operations. How can we defend ourselves? When Satan accuses us of being sinners, he is right, of course. After following his rotten advice in the garden, mankind has been on a downward trajectory. We are born with a sin nature called the old man or the flesh, whose nature is to rebel against God. Jesus came and died on the cross as God's Lamb. He took the accusations, the guilt, and the punishment for our sins so that we can walk free of all three. John 5:24 reads, "I tell you the truth, those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life." The first defense against Satan's accusations is to accept what Christ died to free us from them. Now, when Satan accuses those of us who trust in Christ in order to condemn us, he is a liar and engaging in false testimony. Romans 8:33-34 reads, "Who dares accuse us whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with himself. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ Jesus died for us and was raised to life for us, and he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand, pleading for us." In the courtroom of heaven, God is the judge and the defense lawyer and the jury. When Satan falsely accuses us, the case is thrown out of court immediately. This was settled over 2,000 years ago. So, on an individual basis, we have been set free from the power of false accusation in the spiritual realm. But what about the natural world in which we live? How can we defend ourselves and our nation against the accuser of the brethren? The first thing we can do is pray that God will expose this activity of the devil and cause it to backfire. We can also point out when false accusation is being employed by those around us. This is similar to exposing the activity of a gossip. We should not allow this enemy activity to operate in concealment or without rebuke. It needs to be brought to the light. Lastly, we can make sure that we do not engage in the same. James 2:13 reads, "There will be no mercy for those who have not shown mercy to others. But if you have been merciful, God will be merciful when he judges you." False accusers show no mercy, and none will be shown to them. Let's be mercy people. The Lord knows we need mercy, so let's sow it in order to reap the same.